Om Shanti. Good morning. Tomorrow is the day that we begin the 14 days in which there are special offerings for the departed spirits, and in Hindi it's called Shraddh. And I think most of you are aware that this is a system that happens in Bharat, but it's also interesting that the remembrance of ancestor souls happens not only in Bharat, but it's actually within all the continents and all the traditions. I'm remembering in particular a situation in which a person who became one of the instruments together with Nizar Bhai, but the idea was first from Marcus from South Africa, and he's passed on now. But Marcus, at some point around 1995, something like that, or maybe a bit later, anyway, he had this idea of a project that would cover the whole of Africa. And of course, that resulted in 48 countries in Africa having centers. A few still remain without centers, but so he was very creative in his thinking. And I remember when he'd become a Brahmin, and he'd been a Brahmin for about a year, he spoke to me and said, "I want to share an experience with you." And I was interested. And he said that, "I found the way to reach young Africans." And I was listening, and he said, "When I talk to them about ancestors, they're very familiar with that concept. And I hadn't thought about African spirituality and ancestor worship." But he was telling me that, yes, they've all grown up with this idea that it's very important to honor ancestors and so on. And so I tell them that at some point you are going to be an ancestor, but only if you have that quality of life and quality of character that allows other people to see that your life is a very elevated life. And so you have to make that elevated life now so that then you can be listed as an ancestor. And yes, then there will be offerings made to you also." And he said that that concept of becoming an ancestor was something that struck them very deeply, and many would want to find out more, and it would lead then to a conversation about Raj Yoga. But his starting point, his entry point, was ancestor worship. And so it made me aware that across that whole continent there's a lot of emphasis placed on that. But of course you all know about the Chinese, Taoism and Buddhism, also ancestor worship. So today Baba has spoken about, Baba hasn't used that word, but Baba's talking about our role now. And Baba's mentioned two very specific things that have to happen at this moment, because we are seeing that it's the last chapter. And one of them is that together, as a collective, we should be able to reveal God. And the second is that we have to make sure that we are able to give something to everyone. And Baba specifically mentioned whether the souls that you're serving become deities, or whether the souls that you're serving become the bhagats, the devotees of the Copper Age. You don't have to think about that. But just simply make sure that you are giving. And in the giving, those souls who are going to become deities, they first have to be able to receive something. And then they can become the devtas, the ones who give. But the first step is that they should be able to receive something. And Then the second step is, yes, if they're going to take something now from you, even the bhagats have to receive something of value from you. And that then becomes the foundation for worship of the deities in the copper age. So now, just be the ones who are able to give on both accounts. You are the ones who are the children of the bestower, and so just as the emperors of the golden age, or even later on, the kings are always remembered as the bestowers, the mother, the father, who are able to give and sustain others. So that role of being able to give now, it's now that I have to be able to be an instrument so that Baba's able to give. So I found that very interesting, that if you want to become one of those souls that's remembered in the Copper Age, or one of those souls that's playing that very special role in the Golden and Silver Ages, then the secret is to give at this moment. And so that idea of worshipping souls who have elevated characters and elevated lifestyle and are in that awareness, it's something that's there within all the different traditions. So ancestor worship or offering of bhog, in Christianity they have 31st of October, All Souls Day, when it's not just the memorial for one or two or a few individuals, but it's all the souls that have departed. So very interesting concept, and I hadn't thought about it earlier, but just today, just that recognition that it's one of the things that connects all the different traditions, whichever continent, whichever spiritual path they follow. And in fact, that's true of all the different traditions, you know, birth, death, weddings, major life changes. All of them are honored and celebrated. The food that you share might be different. The customs that you observe might be different. But they're observed to signify that there's something sacred in that. And of course, now at the end of Kali Yuga, you just go and sign something in a register and that's it. There's no awareness of the sacred commitment or the sacred promise in anything. Or parents just choose a name and whatever it is. And usually it's, at least in India, they choose all the names of the film stars now. Earlier they used to choose the names of the deities, and that's just in my lifetime. So nobody chooses names of deities for their children anymore. They always choose names of film stars or even politicians. So things have changed dramatically by the end of Kali Yuga. But generally, all traditions honor each time there's something significant that happens during life, and they honor it as something sacred. Even the relationship with nature. Every single tradition has honored nature, the environment, our home. And so this is how nature has managed to continue to provide for us for 5,000 years. It's only in the last 100 years that all the things connected with remembering that nature is sacred have been forgotten. And of course, through the last 50 years, just total commercialism taking over. But all the traditions remind us of not just our relationship with each other and with God, but also our relationship with nature itself. So we've seen how bhakti has deteriorated through this last period of Kali Yuga. I won't go more into that. But just this idea that now is the time that we're creating whatever it is we wish through the whole cycle. This is that moment. And so Baba was saying, it's only still, and at that time it was even fewer, but even today, if you think about the population of the world, it's still only a handful who actually become Brahmins, which is also fine because we know that Satyuga is, part of Satyuga is the limited number of people there. So when people say that one of the big problems of the world is the big population, it's absolutely true. Baba agrees with that. It's just that they have a different plan to reduce the population, and Baba has a very different plan. So today is really very much about serving all souls and being able to reveal Baba to the world. And you often heard this expression, revealing Baba. One aspect is that it's not one individual who's going to reveal Baba. It has to be the whole community, because there have always been individuals who've been powerful and who have come and given a message, and their life is powerful and elevated, whether it's Buddha, whether it's Christ, whoever it may be. But a whole community being able to reveal God and glorify God and show the world who God is, that hasn't happened. And of course, drama, it wasn't their role. They came to establish one branch, so they did what they needed to do. But today Baba's saying that the main purpose of everything that you do, whether you're giving drishti to somebody, the way you look at them, what you say, what you speak, the way you say it, the steps that you take, can you reveal Baba through everything that you're doing? And revealing Baba means connecting them with Baba. So every soul has a right to be connected with God. And so am I able to bring others closer to God and make them see what God's qualities are? Baba's mentioned it again, he's often mentioned it, but again today, that there are many who give brilliant speeches out there in the world, and people will say he speaks or she speaks with great authority or even wonderful things. But here also, sometimes the same thing happens. But the question is, are they able to give others the awareness that what they're saying isn't just from them, but it's actually knowledge that has come from God, so that then those who are listening are able to connect with God? Baba's commented on how when there's love in the heart, then it's like it's a musical instrument, and the one who has love for God will have nothing but songs of praise going on in their heart all the time. And I hadn't appreciated that this word dilruba also is actually a musical instrument. Apparently it is. So the song that's playing in the hearts of those who love Baba should simply be praise of God. And sometimes it changes a little bit. And there are two other things that come in. Sometimes it becomes complaints to God. And so check and see, are there complaints to God going on in my heart? Baba, why is this happening? Baba, why is that happening? It shouldn't be like this. Why is she like this? Why is that one like that? Shouldn't be that at all. And secondly, sometimes it's praise of the self. Oh, it was so good that I was able to do this. I did this so well. So Baba is saying that the song shouldn't be praising yourself. The song should be of praise of Baba. And so if Baba's in my heart, then yes, Baba's going to be present in my words, and present in my words in such a way that souls are able to come closer to Baba. And so my words are powerful for everyone. I don't mean me personally, but people remember words you've said to them for decades, and they'll remind you. sometimes they'll say that what you said to me in such and such a situation helped me so much and it really encouraged me to move on. And at other times somebody else will say, well, you said such a thing and it hurt me so much. And they carry both. They carry the hurting words. They also carry the loving, uplifting words. And so am I so aware that my words have such an impact, and it's a reality for everybody out there, here. Words have a great impact. But are my words such that people are able to recognize who God is and come closer to God? And so it's not one individual, but it has to be the whole community. 8 jewels already, that's fine. But drama is still waiting, and the suffering of the world still continues. And so it's waiting for all of us to be ready also. When we think about time, then sometimes there's a thought, well, we've been hearing Baba say this for a long time. But it was very interesting, somebody writing to me the other day in another country and saying she feels that reading each day's Murli is like reading a fresh newspaper. It's like Baba's talking about the sign of the times and what is going on now. And somebody told her that why she thought of that is because somebody said to her, when I read the scriptures, then it feels like I'm reading an old newspaper. When I hear Baba's Murli, it's today's news, the fresh news. So Baba's telling us everything that's going on, but also Baba's been telling us the secrets of what led to whatever it is that's going on. Why is all of this happening? And so understanding all of that and recognizing the time it is now, so what do my eyes reveal? Do my eyes reveal God's love, God's compassion, God's kindness? And the steps that I take, Baba always connects steps with Srimad. And so are the steps that I take following the steps of Srimad, the Father's footsteps? And just think about that. How did Baba live and work, and what did he do? And we've had the fortune of hearing lots of stories about Baba from Dadi, and not just one Dadi, but all the Dadis, but also through the Avyakt Murlis. Some people find Avyakt Murlis beautiful and fascinating. I do. And some people find that the Avyakt Murlis are somewhere up there, and they can never reach up there. And so they're not quite able to take it as Baba talking to them. And the first time I heard Avyakt Murlis in January 69, I was stunned by the beauty of the language and how Sakar Baba, the language is very simple, the Hindi language. I think it has only around 200 words in the vocabulary. That's it. Learn 200 words of Hindi and you'll be able to understand a fair bit of the Sakar Murli. But the Avyakt Murli, it has such a vast range of language, and very often I have to ask, what does this word mean? What is the translation of this word? Like today, Dilruba, from the feeling was it was a word of great love, but it's also a musical instrument, so that's new for me. But Avyakt Baba always is talking about Brahma Baba and the efforts that Brahma Baba made. And so Shiv Baba, through the Sakar versions, Brahma Baba was able to learn and understand what he needed to do and achieve that stage within 33 years of practice. many of us here in this gathering are 33 years plus in Gyan. And so we can see why Brahma Baba is number one. But also Baba said that even if you can't be number one, you can be in the first division. And so make sure that your effort is such that you enter the first division at least. And so following in Baba Srimad, the steps of Baba Srimad, and it means that yes, I can definitely reach that first division and be able to be part of that community, that collective that's able to reveal Baba to the world. And so I'm very aware that at this moment now, when you come in white clothes, or even if it's not white, your family knows you're going to the Brahma Kumaris. They understand that. So what transformation have they been able to see in you that enables them to say, this isn't just another organization or another little twig or a branch of the tree, but it enables them to say, there's something special that's happening here. There's something unique. And they want to come closer and they want to find out more about what's going on. So Baba's revelation is not far away, but I think it needs that last spurt of effort from everyone to actually make it happen, so that everywhere there is the sound that yes, this must be God's work. And so today the reminder of the ancestor souls, and starting tomorrow, and special bhog will be offered every Sunday. But aware that it's a universal awareness of ancestors and what they've done for us, and also how we can also be part of that and be ancestors ourselves. So every Murali has many layers of understanding.